WTAW News time is 8:06. It's 63 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zinert. The Bryan Rotary Club is again preparing to display 1,000 American flags during the week of Veterans Day at Veterans Park. Rotarian Bunny Pratt says there's still time to financially support the Field of Valor, and she's looking for volunteers to guide a record 1,400 fifth graders through the display and the veterans memorials. Bunny Pratt.
I'm really looking for some retired teachers that might have a couple hours during Veterans Week to help with our field trips. And they can contact me directly at bunny@bcins.net or by calling me at 979-694-6900.
You're also invited to the Rotary Club's luncheon on November 12th at Veterans Park. The guest speaker is the Dean of the Bush School, Ryan Crocker. Details are online at brian-rotary.org. Numbers were up at this year's Brazos Valley Fair, the first time it was held in mid-October. Among the reasons, according to Senior Manager Fiona Meyer, was an increase in the number of volunteer groups from 6 to 17.
And with that, we don't have to hire as many people because our volunteers come out. And we have a huge giving back program to nonprofit groups where if they come with their nonprofit group and wear their shirt and promote their group, we donate money back to those groups for helping us.
Total attendance was up 2,300 from last year to just over 18,000. Financially, Meyer expects the fair to be in the black. Three drivers sustained minor injuries in a crash that closed Highway 30 at the Brazos-Grimes County line for more than 2 hours Friday afternoon. DPS troopers were told a westbound car driven by 29-year-old Woodrow Harmeyer of Beedice rear-ended a pickup, then struck a second truck. Only Harmeyer requested medical treatment. Troopers say after being treated for a back injury, Harmeyer was arrested for his second DWI and was taken to the Brazos County Jail. A shooting Friday night east of College Station near the Navasota River landed one man in the emergency room and another man in jail. 67-year-old John Wesley Vaughn was arrested for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. Brazos County Sheriff's Office Chief Deputy Jim Stewart says there's been an ongoing feud between Vaughn and 42-year-old Chad Glassoff.
Glassoff was talking to Mr. Vaughn about what he was doing, and there's something about trying to locate survey stakes or markers on the ground, and it evolved from that into a verbal argument.
Glassoff was treated for two gunshot wounds and released. At least five shots were fired, and a handgun was recovered from Vaughn's home. According to the arrest report, Vaughn told investigators he opened fire after seeing Glassoff inside his truck pointing something at him. Two kayakers were stranded for two nights recently on the Brazos River in Robertson County. The Parks and Wildlife Department says they were contacted by the sheriff's office. A game warden and deputy checked a small section of the river that ran along the backside of a ranch. After hitting the horn of their patrol truck three times, the kayakers responded from across the river. That was followed by a rescue that included a climb up the riverbank and going through the woods. WTAW News time is 8:09. It's 63 degrees. We'll have more news coming up at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Why wait for high-speed fiber to reach your business? At Aggieland Business Park, the wait is over. Right now, your business can join high-tech companies at the park, transferring gigabyte-sized files at the speed of light. Located just a mile past the airport on FM 60, a customized facility at Aggieland Business Park puts you at the heart of the biotech revolution. So don't wait for high-speed fiber to reach your business. Click on AggielandBusinessPark.com today or call Jim Jett at 571-4341. That's 571-4341.
40 years of fun, centuries in the making. Bud Light invites you to join the fun at the Texas Renaissance Festival. Happening every weekend through November 30th, including Thanksgiving Friday. Share in the merriment of hundreds of live performances, the taste of over 1,000 foods, and the fun of dozens of games and rides. Only a 55-acre theater could contain this much adventure. Celebrate 40 years of the Texas Renaissance Festival, brought to you by Bud Light. Huzzah!
It's 8:10, our Brazos Valley weather forecast, brought to you this morning by the folks at Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Sunshine today, along with a few passing clouds, breezy and warm for late October, highs around 85. It'll be partly to mostly cloudy into tonight, 65. Clouds and some sunshine tomorrow with highs very close to 85 during the afternoon. Partly to mostly cloudy, 65 tomorrow night. Cloudiness is now forecast to linger across the region Wednesday. There may even be a few showers. Highs Wednesday closer to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Okay, there you go. You can add one more name to the list of those claiming the Shroud of Turin only dates back to medieval times, according to Charles Freeman, who is a British historian. Jesus' supposed burial cloth, believed by many to show his image after the crucifixion, is a 14th century prop that was likely used in Easter morning reenactments. He says his analysis of the historical texts and illustrations has found no mention of the cloth before the first documented appearance, which was in France in 1355.
Okay, I've never heard of this before. Is it saying that basically it has like an imprint of his?
Oh, you don't know about this?
No.
Yeah,
no.
It's pretty fascinating. It's pretty fascinating stuff. Yes, it allegedly has, and that's what they're saying, is that this was the burial shroud of Christ, and that it has an imprint of his face on it.
In it, yeah.
Now, again, we don't really know what Jesus looked like, but, you know, we've got these artist depictions, so it's a matter of whether it's on your English muffin or the Shroud of Turin. Oh, yeah, that's what that's what Jesus looks like. Oh, when did you become authorities as to what Jesus looked like? But nonetheless. Yeah, so that's the deal, and it's, you know, they've done, I think it was a really big deal maybe 15 years ago, mm-hmm. they were able to actually get a piece of the cloth and run some tests on it. And at that time, I think they basically, it was not actually then by science, they were no way to be able, oh, it says here in 1988, they did radioactive carbon dating of the shroud that dated it in the 14th century. So that is where we were then at 1355, so... all right, there's add one more to the list.
Interesting stuff.
In the meantime, young moms, imagine coming home one day to find a nasty anonymous note stuffed into your mailbox from a neighbor complaining about your crying baby. Really? I mean, that's exactly what happened to 26-year-old Tish Laforte last Thursday. After a family day out at the beach, she came home to find a handwritten message, quote, "You may be able to ignore your baby crying, but we're tired of listening to him crying nonstop all day." She lives in a little town in Queensland, Australia.
See, I've been expecting people to do that with me and my dog.
Now, okay, a dog and a baby are different.
No, they're not. Not to me.
Okay.
He's my son.
All right,
little man.
What does he do? He barks all the time?
Yeah, he has some bad separation anxiety. Doesn't like it when dad leaves leaves the apartment.
What kind of dog?
He's a Shih Tzu.
Okay. So, male? A male?
Yeah.
And how old?
Cooper. He's 8 months.
Okay. Is he fixed?
Yes.
Okay. Why don't you get him a buddy?
I don't have money
to get him a buddy.
I've got two little cats I can send your way. I'm sure he loves kittens.
That's all right. Actually, you probably get along with them fine. They might be bigger than he is, actually. But
might need to make a deal then. Find out, you know, because Leo will be in here tomorrow from the Humane Society. They sometimes do some things at the animal shelter. But I mean... That's part of the deal. Is that now? Does Puppy tear stuff up, or do you have
he's pretty well puppy proof? He's really good.
Okay.
I've got like a little kitty gate, and a lot of times just because he's not fully potty trained just yet, I'll end up leaving him in the bathroom with the light on. But like this morning, you know, I'm filling in for Kevin this morning, and
The day's a little different.
Yeah,
right?
And he barks a little bit whenever I leave, and so I try to check with the neighbors. And I'm like, hey, you know, does he bother you guys when I leave or anything? Yeah. Everybody says that they don't hear him. So,
well, that's a good thing. Well, that means once again, good reason to not have a Rottweiler or a Great Dane because you know the bark's a little deeper and louder. But
Coonhound or something like
exactly.
that.
Exactly. But yeah, and that's the problem is that they do like a routine.
Right,
and they're not going to understand that you have to stay out late for a football game or something like
that,
or that you have to go early to work.
That his bowels don't understand that.
Yeah, that's
his,
true.
He barks. No, he'll bark usually all the time whenever I leave.
Right.
So I don't know. I don't know what the deal is. He's not. I mean, he's really not yappy or anything. For being a smaller dog, he's not one of those that makes a whole lot of noise and stuff. Right.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Just whenever I leave, he does not like
that. That's it. Well, you know, again. A buddy would be cool, and that way they can hang out and move furniture while you're gone, and you know, move it back when you get back.
I'll just say this: if you leave the food bag available and the toilet seat up, a cat will live forever.
And that's part of the problem. I didn't mean it.
That's fine. That's fine.
I didn't mean it. I used to have a cat once.
Yeah.
All right. So.
Used to.
Yeah. That's it. Some drunk revelers at a backyard party in Birmingham, the one in England, not Alabama, thought it would be fun to point a laser at a helicopter flying over their house.
Oh, yeah. This is a great video.
Unfortunately for them, the helicopter belonged to the National Police Air Service. Guided a beat cop down to their house. Laser strikes contemporary blind pilots in U.S. America, where laser strikes are a felony. 3,960 laser incidents reported in 2013.
Did you say this was in Alabama?
No, this was not in Alabama. This
Birmingham,
is
England.
The one in England.
Okay. No, then I saw this video. The FLIR on this,
yeah.
The resolution was spectacular. I mean, this was like 4K resolution. You could almost see the look on the person's face when they got busted.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
This past March, California man sentenced to 14 years in prison for pointing a laser at a helicopter belonging to the Fresno Police Department.
These aren't what you have your cats chase or your animals
chase.
Like a
laser pointer?
These are the kind people were talking about lighting tobacco pipes with them.
Oh, okay.
Well, and other pipes, too. But, it can ignite flammable material.
Well...
Where do you buy those?
Yeah, that's what I was about to say, is how do you have access?
They're a few hundred dollars, and there's as long as they're below a certain class, they're allowed by the FCC or whoever regulates that market.
Wow. Yeah. I would think they probably ought to do something about that.
I mean, you can try using a lighter, but that's not going to... I'm just saying, a lighter accomplishes the same thing you're talking about, but you can't get to a plane with a lighter.
Well, it's a lot of fun, I guess, to light something up with a laser.
It's pretty cool.
Wait,
okay. I wonder about Patrick sometimes.
All right. Now, look, here's what I'm thinking. Okay, so let's say that you've decided that you're going to light something up with this laser.
Correct.
Okay, so let's say it's in a pipe or something like that.
Sure.
Would that be okay? All right. Now, okay, everybody is going to think that's cool, and the guy next to you, you know, like 5 feet away, and you go ahead and zap him. Is that going to burn him?
Yeah.
See?
Now it's about exposure duration. There's a bunch of factors.
Well, I understand. Okay. Well, all right. Just a second.
Can you cut hair with it?
Yeah, really.
Yeah, my brother bought one on eBay.
Really?
And you have to have a key in the back of it just to turn it on. It's so bright.
Wow. Okay. Thanks.
Yeah. See?
All I'm saying is that back in the day, you know, when we would stay up late at night and... And some people would, for whatever reason, fall asleep before others would.
Mm-hmm.
And we had one guy who was notorious for that. That's when we do the old shaving cream in his hand and tickle his nose.
Oh, sure.
Okay, which is, you know, kind of hokey now when you think about it, especially if you've got a laser that could leave a bump.
Well, it's funny because my dad tells the story when he first joined the Air Force. That was when lasers were the new big thing.
Right.
And they had a demonstration that was semi-classified. They sat in a room, begin the operation. They turned on the laser and popped a balloon on the other side of the room. That was it.
Well, now that's pretty cool.
It was at that time. That was
freaking
getting
lasers.
A lot of energy across the room.
Yeah.
And now there's a video. If you said laser balloons, they lined up maybe 20 balloons and pop, 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 pop.
Okay, to see it, that's okay. But
when
you have exposed flesh in the room, somebody sooner or later is going to decide they want to try that.
Look. You can, there's safe ways to handle firearms.
Yeah.
This is a firearm with a lot of ammunition.
Yeah, it is.
A set firearm.
End up giving somebody a homemade tattoo.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Or remove one.
Yeah.
You could misspell something. That could get embarrassing. I guess, though, still, I don't understand the attack angle. How can the angle be? It would seem like it is so acute that you would not be able to shine it.
Oh, to illuminate the...
Yeah.
Well, think about it. If you as a pilot can see the ground, then you can see whatever's coming up from the ground. So it has to be... You're not shining straight up.
Okay.
But these things are very powerful, and when they hit that cockpit, if they don't pass through, they'll hit something and illuminate, and it's just enough. You ever get hit by a set of bright headlights?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay, same idea. It takes a little while for your night vision to come back.
Yeah. So... But what we're talking about here, and of course the helicopter, I understand. But I mean, at what altitude are you able to shine it into the cockpit of a plane?
Well, and now that's where a lot of the stories about planes were at final approach.
Okay,
and I'm sure a lot of it too depends on the weather that's going on as well.
Right.
If it's reflecting off clouds or things like that.
Hello.
Yeah, hi. This is about the lasers. This ought to especially interest the geek on the team. Worked in Silicon Valley for a while, and we had, in a computer manufacturer, we had a ton of different lasers. One was mutagenic. I think it was around 275 nanometers. But if it could change, it could mutate your genes.
What?
And Whoa. we had to create a totally dead room from any kind of reflection to be able to use this thing. It was that dangerous.
All right, what are you using it? What were you using it for? What was the?
Yeah, it was experimenting with etching on silicon.
Okay, I got you. But it could mess you up if it happened to get to you, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Very good. All right, thank you. I appreciate that.
It's serious enough that the first three links when you search for mutagenic laser are scientific white papers.
I'm just going to say that I don't think there are a lot of morning shows today that were talking about mutagenic lasers, but, you know,
well,
it could be.
Well, not everybody's as smart as we are.
Yeah, that's it.
Or
I mean,
Patrick.
Yeah, we'll play Jason Aldean's new song in a minute,
yeah,
but in the meantime, we're going to go ahead and talk about... Wow, look at this. Yes.
I just want to tell the previous caller, do you want supervillains? Because that's how you get supervillains.
Hello?
He's right.
Yeah.
Hey, it's like the zombie apocalypse created by lasers.
I guess that's it, you know.
Now I'm all paranoid.
I know. See, we used to think it was atomic bombs that would make Godzilla happen or whatever.
Right.
Or, you know, giant scorpions or whatever.
Well,
I wonder
what kind of mutations, like, would you all of a sudden just get superpowers that...
Again, that's it.
If you want to borrow my tinfoil hat, it'll reflect it back at the attacker.
I'm afraid it'd burn right through it. Turn it to ash. Anyway, that's... Sir, I'm glad you got out of Silicon Valley. It sounded like a dangerous place to be.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full-service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at vandykerankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
For place 6 on the College Station School Board, vote Michael Schaefer. Michael Schaefer, experienced, dedicated, educator, leader, and family man. Michael Schaefer, committed parent and fiscal conservative, puts the interest of the students first with a careful eye on the bottom line. With 21 years educator administrator experience and 20 years as a local business owner, Michael Schaefer has a great perspective into the public school system.
For dedicated, passionate, and experienced community leadership, I ask you to vote for me, Michael Schaefer, for College Station School Board, Play 6. Political ad paid for by Michael Schaefer, Cal McNeil, Treasurer.
We may see a lower opening on Wall Street. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. The futures suggest stocks may start out modestly lower after the market had its best week so far this year. Shares of Sarepta Therapeutics are sharply lower. The Food and Drug Administration has asked for more information about a Sarepta drug for muscular dystrophy. Shares of GoPro are down in pre-market trading. Analysts at Oppenheimer issued a sell rating on the company that makes wearable cameras. Allergan shares moving higher. Valeant Pharmaceutical says it is prepared to increase its offer for the Botox maker to $200 a share. Merck & Company posted a bigger-than-expected profit for the third quarter. Revenue at the pharmaceutical company fell short. The supernatural thriller Ouija was the top moneymaker at the movie theater box offices on the weekend before Halloween. The Universal Pictures release took in $20 million. John Wick from Lionsgate had a second-place debut with ticket sales of more than $14 million. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
We help farmers make the best use of their land, which means healthier crops, higher yields, and less harvesting hours. Which is good news for a growing population and good news for the environment. BASF, the chemical company.
Paying too much for mediocre cable service? Cut the cord, cut your expenses, and get unmatched TV technology with Dish. Dish is much better and costs less. Get the most movies with Blockbuster at home free for 3 months, premium channels free for 3 months, free HD for 2 years, and get a free DVR. Watch live TV anywhere with your computer, smartphone, or tablet with Hopper. Call right now and get a free Hopper upgrade. Hurry, this limited time offer won't last. Call 800-553-4751. 800-553-4751.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
Luis Garcia is running for Justice of the Peace Precinct 4. Since he has 8 years of experience as a constable, he knows it's important for the two positions to maintain a professional working relationship with no personal matters weighing them down. Experience, maturity, and a deep commitment to the community make Luis Garcia your best decision for Justice of the Peace Precinct 4. Look for Luis. Timeless commitment. Proven leadership.
Paid for by Luis Garcia Campaign. Johnny Yepes, Treasurer.
The Aggie Report is next.
Football coaches pick their best starters each week. Your Aggie Kubota dealers always have an all-star lineup ready to work. Like the rugged new Kubota RTV X900. It's the next generation of North America's top-selling utility vehicle. With a powerful Kubota diesel engine, over 1,100 pounds of cargo capacity, and a new VHTX hydro transmission. Visit AggieKubotaDealers.com for a chance to win an RTV X900 of your own. That's AggieKubotaDealers.com.
The Learfield Sports Directors Cup honors the nation's best overall collegiate athletic program in each division, men's and women's sports. The prestigious award continues its reign as the crowning achievement in college athletics, noting the remarkable efforts of student athletes and their institutions. To follow your favorite team, like us on Facebook. Find us in USA Today, online, and on Twitter at LS Directors Cup. Over two decades of excellence, the Learfield Sports Directors Cup.
Texas A&M begins its preparation for Louisiana Monroe. That game kicks at 11 o'clock at Kyle Field this coming Saturday, leading into the open week that the Aggies just completed. Head coach Kevin Sumlin at his presser from last Tuesday and the approach to that open week.
Midway, we've got a lot of football to play. You know, we've got four guaranteed games, playing for the opportunity for five. That's a lot of football. We've got to get the right pieces to the puzzle on the field and do a better job. I've said that, and you know, don't get that confused. That starts with me. You know, there are a lot of things that need to be fixed. It's not one player. It's not one coach. It's not one thing. When you have a situation that happened like Saturday.
Texas A&M head football coach Kevin Sumlin. Louisiana Monroe, the opponent, Saturday. Our broadcast on this radio station will start at 10 o'clock Saturday morning. The game kicks at 11. It all happens at Kyle Field. I'm Dave South, and that's another Aggie Report.
The Aggie Report is brought to you by Cornerstone Home Health, the foundation for your loved one's health. 776-5620.
Congratulations to Cornerstone Home Health, this year's Best of the Brazos winner in non-medical care. From home health care to one-on-one caregiver assistance, Cornerstone provides the best care at home. Their experienced caregivers provide 1 to 24-hour assistance with activities that allow safe and independent aging in place. Sometimes the help is temporary, such as a post-hospital stay or during an illness where safety is a concern. For more information, please contact Maggie Conderla Alexander at 979-229-4610.
Today, how the world's cyber criminals are exploiting the Ebola virus, and you are the target. I'm Digital Pro Kim Commando. More coming up. I love this time of year. I'm constantly snapping pictures, capturing Halloween costumes, sporting events, family get-togethers, you name it. Those memories are precious to me, which is why I use Carbonite Cloud Backup to protect them. Carbonite backs up all my files automatically, so I know they're always safe and sound. Get set for the season by protecting your files with Carbonite now. You'll get 2 free bonus months with promo code Kim. Just visit Carbonite.com. Remember to use promo code Kim for your 2 free bonus months.
Why do you have to listen to the TV so loud?
Kids, trying to watch this program.
Turn down the TV. I'm trying to sleep.
Listen to your TV at the volume that is comfortable for you without disturbing others. With the wireless TV amplifier headphones, no wires, volume control right in the headset, lightweight cushion, and easy to set up. You'll never fight over the TV volume again. Get your wireless TV amplifier headphones right now at shop.commando.com. That's shop.commando.com.
The Ebola epidemic has made its way to the online world, And if they get their way, cyber criminals will use it to infect your computer. Here's what to look out for. Spam emails going out by the millions using the word Ebola somewhere in the subject line. The idea is to trick you into opening the email. Some of the emails appear to be coming from the World Health Organization or another official-looking agency. But when an unsuspecting person opens the email, it automatically downloads malware onto the computer. This malware can give the cyber crooks access to your computer's webcam or built-in microphone to record conversations. Some steal passwords. Here's the bottom line. Neither the World Health Organization nor any other agency is going to write you out of the blue with Ebola tips. Never open any of these emails. They're all phony and downright dangerous. Get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at commando.com. That's KOMANDO.
Solar Secrets from Blades of Grass. I'm Bob Hershon, and this is Science Update. Blades of grass carpeting a lawn comprise a super efficient solar collecting system with lots of light gathering surface area. UMass Amherst polymer chemist Alejandro Briseño and his team have created tiny solar electric cells in the form of organic nanopillars that mimic the grass blades. He says each nanopillar is a single crystal grown on a carbon scaffold.
And so we've been able to essentially train these molecules to stack into coins to form these single crystal pillars.
In the journal Nano Letters, Briseño and his colleagues report using a variety of different materials to create solar cells with different attributes. While not as efficient and durable as silicon solar cells, he says the organic nanopillars will be as cheap to make as plastic and could be used in low-cost sensors, toys, patches, and stickers. I'm Bob Hershon for AAAS, the Science Society.
WTAW News Time is 8:32. It's 65 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast. Coming up after the news, good morning, I'm Patrick Zinert. A motorcyclist is hospitalized and College Station police arrested a Spring man on charges of leaving the scene of a drunk driving crash. The motorcyclist suffered a broken clavicle after he was knocked off his bike Sunday morning just after 2 a.m. on College Avenue north of University. The other driver, 37-year-old Benjamin Conrad, was arrested for intoxication assault, failing to stop and render aid, and unlawfully carrying a handgun. An ongoing feud between neighbors led to gunfire. This was Friday night east of College Station near the Navasota River. 42-year-old Chad Glasshoff was shot in the left shoulder and the right hand. 67-year-old John Wesley Vaughn was arrested for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. Brazos County Sheriff's Office Chief Deputy Jim Stewart says it's not the first time he's dealt with Vaughn.
So I'm suspecting, this is just personal speculation, that Vaughn got agitated and started yelling at Glasshoff. Glasshoff most likely probably started yelling back. But when Vaughn produced the gun, I think Glasshoff realized it had escalated. It rolled the windows up on his truck and was in his truck when Vaughn started shooting.
After firing at least five shots, Vaughn ordered Glasshoff out of his truck, made him lie on the ground, and pointed the handgun at his head. Glasshoff says he crawled away into the woods and called a neighbor, who drove him to the emergency room where he was treated and released. Traffic on Highway 30 near the Brazos-Grimes County line was blocked for more than 2 hours Friday afternoon following a three-vehicle crash. DPS troopers were told as traffic was slowing down to get around a vehicle parked on the shoulder with a flat tire. A westbound car driven by 29-year-old Woodrow Harmeyer of Bedice rear-ended a pickup, then struck a second truck. The drivers of the two trucks refused medical treatment at the scene. Harmeyer was transported to College Station Medical Center for treatment of a back injury, then was arrested for his second DWI and was taken to the Brazos County Jail. According to the arrest report, troopers found inside Harmeyer's car two 40-ounce bottles of beer that were still cold to the touch. College Station police received seven reports of tire slashings in the parking lot at Cinemark's, and victims reported the criminal mischief following the late shows Saturday between 1 and 3 a.m. The Texas Parks and Wildlife Department has recapped the recent rescue of two kayakers stranded in Robertson County along the Brazos River. The victims had gone two nights without food or water, and their cell phone went dead while talking with 911. While waiting for a helicopter to do an overhead search, a game warden and a sheriff's deputy checked out a stretch of the river that ran along the backside of a ranch. To their surprise, after they hit the horn of their patrol truck three times, they heard a response from directly across the river. The kayakers made it out after what authorities called a challenging climb up the riverbank and going through the woods. Texas A&M Interim President Mark Hussey has announced a public forum for next year's tuition and fee plans. It will be held Tuesday afternoon at 2 in Rudder Tower. Students, employees, and the public are invited to participate. There will be no web stream of the presentation. Motorists on FM 2818 and College Station have another couple of days of navigating construction at Holloman. The city reports the contractor was not able to finish the work last week as scheduled. Numbers were up at this year's Brazos Valley Fair, the first time it was held in mid-October. Among the reasons, according to senior manager Fiona Meyer, was an increase in the number of volunteer groups from 6 to 17.
And with that, we don't have to hire as many people because our volunteers come out, and we have a huge giving back program to nonprofit groups, where if they come with their nonprofit group and wear their shirt and promote their group, we donate money back to those groups for helping us.
Total attendance was up 2,300 from last year to just over 18,000. Financially, Meyer expects the fair to be in the black. This is the third year for the Bryan Rotary Club's Field of Valor. 1,000 American flags will be on display the week of Veterans Day at Veterans Park.
So we set this up to serve, honor, and educate, we call it. We raise funds for $30 a flag. You can tag it for a loved one or a friend, and then we use those funds to support charities in and around our community.
Online at bryan-rotary.org, you can sponsor a flag and make a reservation for the November 12th luncheon at Veterans Park, where the guest speaker is the dean of the Bush School, Ryan Crocker. Volunteer tour guides are also being recruited to lead nearly 1,400 fifth graders through the flags and the veterans memorials. Flying the flags in Denton has one business owner in trouble with the city. Andre Frenchy Rialt was ordered to fly only 3 of his 24 American flags or get a city permit. Rialt, who spent 20 years in the Air Force, says all the flags have special meaning to him and all veterans.
Sure.
When the flag is flying and they're standing there and saluting, you say, you know what, there's something about this that you want to protect, and you want to be able to protect the right for people to fly their flag.
He has a December court date to fight the citation, and an online petition to save the flags has more than 200 supporters. Tuesday morning, rocker Phil Collins will be at the Alamo. Land Commissioner Jerry Patterson says Collins will be dropping off crates of what's considered to be the largest and best collection of Alamo artifacts ever assembled. That includes the fringed leather pouch that Davy Crockett used to carry his musket balls the day he fell at the Alamo. The collection also includes one of four remaining rifles owned by Crockett, Jim Bowie's legendary knife, and letters from William B. Travis. WTAW News Time is 8:37. We'll have more news coming up today at noon or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
This is Mitzi Marriott-Pampel of Marriott Homes. We feel your home should be an expression of you. We work hard to make the home building process as enjoyable as possible. Our goal is to present each of our customers with the home they've been dreaming of. Our family has been building in the Brazos Valley for over 35 years, one home at a time. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Superior workmanship, classic style, and quality materials are standard with Marriott Homes. A tradition of excellence, voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
Hi, I'm Roy Flores, and I would like your vote for a seat on the Bryan School Board. My 25 years as a local business owner, 6 years as a Bryan Planning and Zoning Commissioner, will bring experience and a new perspective to the Bryan School Board. With my 5-year plan, we can reduce class sizes, add more teachers, and create a safer, more productive learning environment for our students. Vote Roy Flores. Last name on your ballot, and your best choice for Bryan Schools.
Political ad paid for by the committee to elect Roy Flores, Ernest Nolan, treasurer.
8:39, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal. Home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Dry conditions will persist through the region for the first half of the work week. Today, sunshine, a few clouds will pop up, a little breezy later today, warm 85. Becoming partly to mostly cloudy overnight, 65. Clouds give way to occasional sun. Tomorrow, it's still warm, highs near 85. Tomorrow night, partly to mostly cloudy, lows near 65. We may get a little bit of shower activity here by late Wednesday, highs on Wednesday around 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Okay, so you have to have a permit to fly more than 3 flags, is that correct? And is that Arlington?
Denton.
Okay.
Yeah, sure. The same city that's working on banning fracking.
Yeah, I understand. Well, we'll need to look into that and see if that's true in the two-name city or one-name city, if there's some sort of a deal where you have to have a permit. I can't imagine, because I know I remember seeing a local bankatorium that had many flags out along the street, I think, during a recent
right
situation.
Because typically, I know there's businesses in town, of course, that will put them out for Memorial Day and
right.
Veterans Day and 9/11. And then Texas A&M, also there on campus by the admin building, they mm-hmm. often put the small flags up
right.
in remembrance. So, yeah, I've never heard of that before, but who knows?
I don't know when it was passed. NBC DFW says he's been flying them for 20 years. They've just selectively enforced it this year.
Yeah, because, you know, all those flags waving can be a distraction when you want to look at your cell phone as you're driving. So, yeah, I could see that.
He can buy a $90 permit up to three times a year wow. that will let him fly as many flags as he wants for 30 days.
Wow. Okay, we got helicopter moms, drill sergeant dads. Move over now. It's a brand new parent to come into town. It's the lawnmower parent. The lawnmower parent. Clear the perfect path for their little ones to make sure there are never any rough rocks in the road of life.
Oh, so it's a metaphor.
Yeah.
I was like, exactly. Yeah, my dad's a lawnmower.
Yeah,
parent.
No, not like that.
He waited until I was of age and then gave me those duties.
That's exactly as it should be. You know that Patrick has like a push mower that's, you know, a real R-E-E-L.
Rotary.
Yeah, rotary
it's
thing.
Yeah.
Well, it's like my dad, you know, we had this push mower and then the self-propel went out on it. You know, we're using it, and the one riding mower we had quite a bit of land.
Yeah.
One riding mower we had, the battery was almost dead on it. You had to jump it off every time you had to start it. And, and then he waits till I leave for college, and then he buys a real nice riding
See?
Mower.
See, oh, there yeah. you go.
Zero turn mower.
Zero turn radius mower. That sucker can fly, too, man. You got to wear goggles on it.
Oh, yeah. We let you use it when you go home, though?
Yeah, I've got to use it a couple times.
See, and then now that's perfect, because now you think it's a treat.
Yeah,
right.
Oh,
that's so fun.
I'm like, this is neat. This is almost like, you know, erase other people, their yards. And
at some point, you just get a goat. You know?
Yeah, okay. That's it. All right, so this is what lawnmower parents do. If you do this, you're a lawnmower parent. You try to bribe the admissions officers, like with homemade cookies or spa gift certificates, along with mailing in that college app. You network up a storm. You hit everybody who's anybody with a summer internship for your little junior, and then ask for letters of recommendation for the college. You go to bat for every B. The teachers roll their eyes when they see you walk in the door. I mean, yeah, every grade counts, but every once in a while, there might be a B. Do you air quote, help with homework? I think that's self-explanatory. Do you, quote, red shirt, fearful that your child will be the youngest in class? Do you hold them back so they have a better shot at being that head cheerleader or star quarterback?
That happened to me.
Or class valedictorian. Yeah,
you were held back in Ken's star quarterback?
I had the opportunity to go to preschool to get into kindergarten because I was a September birthday.
Right.
Oh,
and so I could have been in the year ahead, but I think I really benefited by being sort of the oldest kid in my group.
Sure. I was that too. I was the oldest in my class.
I was a June baby, so I was usually the one of the youngest. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you got your kid golf lessons when they turn two.
Yeah.
You referee fights. You jump right in when there's an argument brewing, and you don't let kids work it out themselves. Have you ever asked the other child's parents to buy their own toys so that no one has to share?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow. Okay. And are you a picky play dater? You scope out meeker, younger kids because anybody taller or older than your child is a potential bully. Wow. Those are some people with issues right there, I'm thinking.
Goodness.
Yeah, all right, enough of that. Stephen Hawking's got a new Facebook page. The old page had 2.2 million likes, but apparently his team put together a new page that has merged with the old one that also has 1.4 million likes. Friday morning, the physicist posted two updates, one of which says he's excited to connect with people through Facebook. The other, a video, he updates people about why he didn't take the ALS challenge. He said because he had pneumonia last year and that putting an ice bucket of cold water over his head was not a good idea. So kids took the challenge for him. So there you go. Serena Williams wants to do a musical about her life. ESPN was in Singapore, and they heard the story about that. She told the press that a musical would be the best way to tell the story of her life and career. On Broadway, too. It should be on Broadway, she said. I just think that's a better idea.
I'm sure it'll be all about her humbleness and.
Oh yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
You know, I'm,
yeah.
I'm not one to deny. I mean, obviously Serena Williams and Venus too, but both very, very talented.
Sure.
She's one of the best women's tennis players ever. You know, and as you can imagine, a lot of times those folks have hold themselves in high regard.
Yes, they do.
So,
and they make sure they hire people who continue to hold them in high regard. Yeah, they got their groupies. So there you go. She thinks she ought to have a Broadway play. Major League Baseball does not like other things happening in baseball during the World Series. So you see this story about the owner of the Tampa Bay Rays saying he might want to move his team to Montreal.
Oh, no, I didn't see that.
Yeah.
Because it worked so great the first time.
Yeah, well, the deal, I mean, you know, they're in Tropicana Field, which apparently is one of the worstest ballparks ever.
Yeah, it's a dump.
Just not well-suited at all. Team has the lowest attendance of all the franchises in each of the last 3 years. That has caused the team to operate with one of the lowest payrolls in baseball. So the owner is struggling in his efforts to line up funding for a new stadium in Tampa or nearby St. Pete. Despite attracting over 2 million fans at times, Montreal has not had a team since the Expos moved and became the Washington Nationals in 05. So well, Tampa Bay wants to do that.
And one of the weirdest things, too, I mean, you can just look at Miami. Miami got a brand new stadium.
Yep, it did.
And they still aren't getting that many people to come to the games.
Well, you know, the other thing is kinda... well, those folks, though, were preconditioned to watch preseason baseball. You know what I mean? I mean, they built beautiful complexes down there for Major League Baseball teams to come down, and the oldsters did that. And I guess the young people have other stuff to do. Plus, I don't know what a ticket price is in Florida. I mean, I think there are a lot of different conditions. Being able to see spring training was a great deal. You'd get to see good baseball at, pretty low prices, and for a long time I think it was free. Now having to pay those big bucks, they may not want to do that.
Well, but there are a lot of teams that have moved to Arizona, like the Texas Rangers for one.
Yep.
I think the Houston Astros are still in Florida, but it's about half and half now.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And the Arizona Diamondbacks are there in Phoenix.
Yeah.
And they still get a lot of people to come to their games. So,
well, I think it's the profile of the population, too. You have an older population in Florida, and so that may be part of the problem. They don't want to pay the big bucks.
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay, so this college football organization wooed recruits this year with an alcohol-fueled party, a dinner date, cash from boosters, and a VIP treatment on a party bus complete with cheerleaders and police escort. Probably happened before, but never at the U.S. Military Academy at West Point.
Gosh.
They've acknowledged the misconduct to the Gazette, which is the Colorado Springs newspaper that reported it. They disciplined 20 cadets for promoting underage drinking and other misdeeds and self-reported a recruiting violation to the NCAA. Two officers were reprimanded along with a pair of coaches. Although seen as a minor infraction, see North Carolina, by the NCAA, the U.S. Military Academy takes pride very seriously and judiciously about the highest level of a disciplinary code, says the West Point statement. And it said, we adjudicated this under Article 10 of the Cadet Disciplinary Code, and all cadets appeared before the Commandant's Disciplinary Board.
That's I'm sure they're the first team to ever do that, so that's more ideal.
Yeah, exactly.
This shouldn't be a criticism, just an observation of West Point. I got to go up to the Black Tie and Boots Ball in 2005.
Oh, uh-huh.
For President Bush.
Yes.
And we were there with West Point guys, too, and they told us, you get to drink in college. You don't need to drink at this. Just, you know, soldier, statesman, knightly, gentleman, just be good.
Right.
And the West Point guys, we got a little upset because they were drinking too, but we found out later they don't get to drink at all during their semester.
No.
So this was a little break-free time for them.
Yeah. Consider when they have afternoon football games at home, they have morning classes.
Yeah.
It's a little bit different. It is a little different there.
This is Jeff Mirsky with W.E. Gibson Insurance. Do you feel captive to rising insurance rates and second-rate service? If this is the case, make the choice today and give me a call and let my ability as an independent agent represent you to more than just one insurance company so we can match you with the right coverage at a competitive price and receive exceptional service. Give me a call today at 694-1555, or better yet, stop by. We are located in College Station at Longmire and Deacon.
I'll never forget
that moment.
As long as I live. My first call up ever as a member of the National Guard.
When we got to the armory, they briefed us on the wildfires. They were getting dangerously close to homes.
Helicopters were going out to drop water on the fires.
Guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews.
At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com.
sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Ronnie Mike and Ron Smith for Aggieland Carpet One.
Did you know that October is National Karistan Month?
That's right, Ronnie Mike. There are lots of new styles and colors, and area rugs are 50% off. Come in to Aggieland Carpet One today and take advantage of the lowest prices of the year.
Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One next to Harley-Davidson on Highway 6. Beautiful.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Caller with an observation. Isn't that interesting that it was the Colorado Springs newspaper that had the story on West Point?
Oh.
I wonder if the West Point newspaper will end up having something on the Air Force Academy at some point.
There we go.
Yeah, we'll just see how that works out. Australian doctors say they have made a breakthrough that could save more lives for people who need a heart transplant. Surgeons at Sydney's St. Vincent Hospital say they've perfected a way to use hearts that have stopped beating rather than relying on still beating or continuing beating, not still, but still beating hearts for brain dead donors. WebMD says the technique represents a game changer for organ donations. The key to the breakthrough is in a preservation solution that's taken 12 years to perfect. The solution reduces the amount of damage to the heart when it stops beating, making it more able to, once again, restart. Wow. Wow, where's Dr. Frankenstein? Mm. The researchers also developed a technique for restarting a heart in a so-called heart-in-a-box machine. The way it works is doctors first remove the blood from the donor body to the prime machine, and then they remove the heart and connect it to the machine. Once the machine is warmed up, using the donor's blood, the heart begins to beat.
Whoa. That's crazy.
Three patients have already undergone successful heart transplants using this new technique. Researchers say that it could result in a major increase in the pool of hearts that are actually available for transplantation.
Now, wow. That's cool.
So they could just have those boxes. They could have them in a warehouse someplace. They could actually be operational. Is that it?
They could literally have a jar of hearts.
Man. So we'll see. A new Harris poll finds Americans are increasingly fed up with the news coverage that skews toward the sensational, superficial, and sports-centric. The poll finds that 76% of U.S. American adults surveyed believe celebrity gossip and scandal stories receive too much coverage, while 49% believe that entertainment news in general gets too much attention. 44% believes the news focuses too much on professional spectator sports. 33% believe the same for politics and elections.
Well, I agree on the entertainment part of it. I mean, but sports, obviously, I cover.
But as
sports.
Long as you do it from the standpoint of, you know what, the sun comes up tomorrow, no matter what.
Right.
I mean, that's the whole idea, and there are some analogies in it, but, you know, and there's some really great background stories when it comes to sports.
But right, but
generally.
I'll be the first one to tell you that there's a lot of, you know, wouldn't necessarily go as far as saying yellow journalism when it comes to sports, but yeah, it's sensationalized, making mountains out of molehills.
Sure.
That kind of deal.
One of the world's worst, as far as I'm concerned, is Fox News. I think Fox News is horrible when it comes to this. I mean, how often do we have this news alert, whatever their breaking news is, that such and such? And CNN does too. I mean, they've got, well, again, the Ebola thing is a perfect example. How many people get all ramped up over this to the point where they're kind of half watching, they're not exactly sure what they heard or saw. Then there's also the anchor person who has the amazement of things that they probably should already know, but the way they deliver it to us as the spectators, we're supposed to be now suddenly concerned. Or are they just trying to draw ratings? They just trying to draw audience, just trying to draw revenue?
Well, it just goes to prove that, you know, as American citizens, especially when it's coming to politics and things that are going on nationwide, that you should take it upon yourself to be well-versed and know what's going on and not just...
Zach, that's so much trouble.
It's asking too much from people.
Critical thinking, right?
Yeah.
Critical thinking. Take that information and do with it as you will. So we'll see how all that works out. In the meantime... A Dominican Republic officials have arrested a woman who is carrying nearly $140,000 in a suitcase and $70,000 in her stomach. Her stomach. The money was in the woman's stomach, was divided up into 16 capsules, and the cash is likely tied to drug trafficking. How big were the capsules?
That's what I was thinking. I mean, even if you're using $100 bills, it's got
it's a lot of bulk. I guess we'd say that. Anyway, she's still alive and in jail.
Hey, look, Santa's Wonderland is hiring for seasonal positions.
What kind of people are they looking for?
They want folks of all ages with a positive and enthusiastic personality that enjoy spreading the Texas Christmas spirit.
Sounds great, but what about the pay?
Believe it or not, all positions start at $10 an hour.
I'm in. How do we apply?
We can go online to santas-wonderland.com and apply right now.
Santa's Wonderland is an equal opportunity employer in College Station on Highway 6 across from Texas World Speedway.
Apply now. Santas-Wonderland.com.
Norman G. Tractor. Lower prices, larger cash rebates with zero down and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors, utility vehicles, and lawn equipment. Check out the new Kubota L3800 F2-wheel drive 38-horsepower tractor with power steering and 5-foot pasture shredder with front and rear chain guards, 5-foot box blade for $15,195. Buy now from Norman G. Tractor and get a $1,000 cash rebate and pay only $14,195. That's a monthly payment of only $194. At Norman G. Tractor, you get zero down payment, you get 60 months interest-free, you get top dollar for your trade-ins, and you get free delivery. That's why Norman G. Tractor is known as the place to shop for all of your tractor, utility vehicle, and lawn equipment needs. For the largest selection and guaranteed prices, shop Norman G. Tractor. Corner of Highway 39 and OSR, Norman G., Texas. See us at normangtractor.com, voted best of the Brazos for 13 consecutive years. Remember, nobody beats Norman G. Tractor.
Every Monday is Salmon Day at Fred and Fred Seafood Market. Every Monday, get up to 10% off fresh Atlantic, King, and Sockeye salmon. They'll even season it all, so all you have to do is pop it in the oven. Do something different for dinner. Stop by Fred and Fred Seafood Market on South College and Bryan, next to the Farm Patch. If it were any fresher, it would be in the sea. Like Fred and Fred Seafood Market on Facebook for specials and recipes. Aggie owned and operated.
When dealing with a terminal illness, it is important to have early discussions about end-of-life care. Hospice Brazos Valley has positively impacted thousands of lives with a commitment to clinical excellence and unwavering compassion. Hospice Brazos Valley assists you, your family, and physician to understand the choices you have. It isn't easy talking about end-of-life care, but together we can take the first steps. Let's start talking.
Want to make a splash in your own backyard? Get a new in-ground swimming pool from The Pool Guy. The Pool Guy's been building pools in the Brazos Valley for over 20 years. And since The Pool Guy's a 1993 Texas A&M graduate with his degree in environmental design, you'll get a perfectly designed swimming pool that's spot on with your concept and your budget. Call The Pool Guy and make a splash in your backyard. The Pool Guy. Call 575-6200. 575-6200. The Pool Guy.
Couple of minutes till. News Talk 1620 WTAW. The horror movie Ouija and Keanu Reeves' John Wick were the top two movies over the weekend. Brad Pitt's World War II tank movie Fury dropped to third, while Bill Murray's new flick Saint Vincent came in at sixth place. Looks interesting. Not sure. Keanu Reeves says that he wanted to play Wolverine, but he didn't get that. Yeah,
really?
Can you see that?
No, I was trying to picture that.
Tells Movie Phone, he says, I'd have been a great Wolverine. I've always wanted to play The Dark Knight, too, but I didn't get that one. They had some great Batman, so now I'm just enjoying them as an audience. Yeah, well. He did say that he's still talking to producers about another Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Is it really? I can just imagine
He said there's a script. Yeah, can you see him as Batman? I'm sorry, I can't see that.
Maybe Gotham doesn't need a Dark Knight.
Yeah, well, man. I saw a feature story the other day on Michael Keaton. It was kind of interesting to see because, again, this was a guy who had done Mr. Mom, lots of comedy, and a lot of people didn't want him to be a Batman, but I thought he did a pretty good job.
I agree.
Lives in Montana now because he wants to. Just
because he
to.
Can.
That's exactly right. All right, let's see, on this date in history, in England, lead pencils were used for the first time in 1492.
Whoa. Nifty.
Did Columbus take it with him?
Yeah, I'm
not sure. The subway system in New York opened up on this date in 1904, and on this date in 1901, boxer shorts came into being.
Well,
just saying. All right, we're back tomorrow. It's 9 o'clock. First in news, weather, and sports. WTAW College Station. Brian. Fox News.